Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, as well as what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we're turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips and welcoming him back. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for the planet Saturn in our night sky. It can be seen in the south after sunset, and it will set in the west around 10:45 p.m. The moon this week will become brighter as the week goes on, so make the most of these dark skies while you can.
And you have a unusual report this week, something that apparently has been in the background, low priority on the radar, but ongoing nonetheless, and that's something like an asteroid retrieval project?
It is. Now, this year has been quite eventful as far as deep space missions go, but one daring mission to an asteroid has been keeping a low profile in the news. It is the OSIRIS-REx mission. This ambitious and somewhat crazy mission is to orbit an asteroid and then land on it.
Now, this sounds like it could be dangerous for a spacecraft. Has there been anything like this done before?
In fact, there has. The Japanese space agency flew a probe called Hayabusa to a distant asteroid, and they successfully retrieved the sample from the surface and returned it to Earth.
And was there any damage?
Indeed, there was. Hayabusa did not come away unscathed. During the initial landing, the probe collided with the asteroid and contact was lost. Sometime later, Hayabusa managed to realign its antenna with Earth and contact was restored. It then went on to bring the samples home.
So with OSIRIS, I guess we can expect they learned from that experience.
Well, one would hope. There are so many variables during close approach maneuvers that it's more than likely that OSIRIS may get a bump or two. But so long as it doesn't sustain any major damage, the mission should still be a go.
That sounds very interesting, and I know that you will keep us abreast of any developments on this very exciting project. It's Christopher Phillips, another fun report. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.